today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salam to all of you. So welcome to today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about hypocrisy in Islam. So join us.
Without your warmth, without your smile, without you by my side, the world was so cold, I felt so lost. Without your light, I felt so blind.
Today, Thursday, is the 18th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 2nd of the month of Day, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 23rd of December, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We bless this moment by recitation of chapter Munafiqun, verse 1.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
إذا جاءك المنافقون قالوا نشهد إنك لرسول الله والله يعلم إنك لرسوله والله يشهد إن المنافقين لكاذبون.
When the hypocrites come to you, O Muhammad, they say, "We testify that you are the messenger of Allah, and Allah knows that you are His messenger, and Allah testifies that the hypocrites are liars."
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Imam Ali alayhi salam is quoted as saying that hypocrisy stems from inward inferiority. Hypocrites in the early days of Islam had found their way into decision-making for society, and even the noble prophet was exposed to their conspiracies. Another point of significance is that the challenge posed to any society by hypocrites is worse than any enmity, since it is not facile at all times to recognize them on the one hand, and they are domestic enemies on the other, such that they infiltrate within the innermost of the society, such that it is quite hard to screen them.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side.
This is today's special and the continuation of this program under the topic of hypocrisy in Islam. Lying in Islam is a sin, and one has to seek tawbah or repentance from Allah. But hypocrites are the ones who lie due to their nature. They behave differently in front of other people and conceal the complete opposite inside. They are the one who, when meet the believers, say that they are with them. But when they meet the shaitan, the Satan, they make sure that their support belongs to them only. But they don't realize that their lies won't protect them from revealing the true face. As Allah knows everything and He puts a seal on the hearts of such people, a hypocrite is someone who's a liar and an oath breaker. His loyalty doesn't belong to the Muslims and Allah. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin ista'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the problem of hypocrisy. For example, someone may pretend to be able to teach a subject in a class, okay, for a community, but in fact he doesn't know the right basis or fundamentals of that subject. So long as he pretends to be an expert in that field, he's a hypocrite. The Holy Quran says in this way, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْ قَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَوَدْفَعُوا قَالُوا لَوْ نَعْلَمُ قِتَالًا لَاتَّبَعْنَاكُمْ هُمْ لِلْكُفْرِ يَوْمَئِذٍ أَقْرَبُ مِنْهُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ يَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ مَا لَيْسَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ مَا يَكْتُمُونَ. This is indicated in the Surah Al Imran, verse 167. The gist of this Quranic verse is that when it's said to them that, okay, come and join the defenders of the Muslim community, come and join the defenders of the community in order to fight in the cause of Allah or to prevent more harms, to reach the Muslim community, they would say, had we known any kind of defense or the way how to defend the Muslim community, we would have certainly joined you. The Holy Quran continues it and says, هُمْ لِلْكُفْرِ يَوْمَئِذٍ أَقْرَبُ مِنْهُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ. In such cases, they are closer to disbelief, not believing in the Islamic religion, than to believing in the Islamic religion. يَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ مَا لَيْسَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. They say what they don't believe. Okay, I mean, in the heart, in the mind, okay, they believe in something else, but apparently they pretend to be someone different, to be a totally different person. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ مَا يَكْتُمُونَ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows better whatever they try to hide.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Allah, yeah, Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Yeah, Allah, yeah, Allah.
One question is here, why hypocrites do this? Allah has answered this. Do they seek with them honor through power? But indeed, honor belongs to Allah entirely. Yes, he does this for the sake of fame and respect, to prominent himself and to increase his status. He knows what is wrong and what is right, but following the customs of society and saying that it is the world, we have to go with the flow. He does everything against Islamic law. So Allah Ta'ala has cleared them that if it is for honor, then all honor belongs to Allah. We also witness it in our daily lives. Sometimes a person with the shine of wealth and one whose status conscious is not that much honored by us than the person who is hand to mouth having a brilliant heart. To cure hypocrisy in Islam on the continuation of today's special. The first step in giving up a sin is to acknowledge and admit that it is sin. unless this acknowledgement takes place and there is no denial or making of excuses. Only then can the habitual sinner take their first baby steps towards giving up that sin permanently. Make sure you uphold all the obligations of Islam, especially the 5 daily prayers or salah. Start reciting the Holy Quran on your own and in a group. Try to memorize short surahs, chapters, and portions of the Quran, and repeat these in your daily salah.
Today we have modern hypocrites. You know, hypocrites could be individuals, they could be families, they could be groups, they could be politicians, and they could be nations. Yes, some nations could be hypocritical. Today, there are some nations that claim to fight terrorism while they are the origin of terrorism. There are some nations today that call for unity amongst Muslims, but they are the first to disunify and divide Muslims. There are some nations today that call for interfaith dialogue between Muslims and Christians, but they are the first to stand in the face of intrafaith dialogue. There are Shia in their countries that are banned from opening mosques. These countries, there are some nations that sponsor radicals to fight in other countries. Why? In the name of democracy. But in their own country, there is no democracy. You see, some nations, they speak in the name of Palestine. We need to support Palestine and free Palestine. But secretly, they deal with Israel and they support political campaigns of the Israeli Prime Minister. This is hypocrisy. And they fool people. They fool people with these slogans. But to me, a bigger hypocrisy, the bigger hypocrites is not this nation. The bigger hypocrites are those that support this nation, that stand with them and sell them arms and sell them weapons. These are bigger hypocrites. It is hypocrisy to support democracy in other countries and other nations. But when it comes to this country, no, we don't encourage them to have democracy. It is hypocrisy to denounce terrorism and to say that you fight terrorism. But when it comes to this country that is the origin of terrorism, we give it a blind eye. It is a hypocrisy to support human rights and to fight for human rights. But when it comes to this nation that is the first to violate human rights, we give a blind eye to all the injustices and the corruption and all the bloodshed and all the killings that are done by this nation. And to give a blind eye and to remain silent, this is hypocrisy.
Brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic, hypocrisy in Islam, on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Till another visiting, thank you very much, and we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.
Muhammad.